The Mishnah on the top of Chaim Zayin Amud Bet begins, Amafrish chatato umet, lo yivyenu bno tachtav. Person has separated a chatat and then dies, his son should not bring it. Now, it would sound like on his behalf, but that's obvious that he can't bring it on his behalf, but the Mishnah is also saying that he can't bring it. The son himself can't use it for a chait that he has, and certainly he can't use it for a chatat on behalf of his father. Lo bi'enu mechait al chait. Shouldn't switch a chatat from one problem to another problem, one sin to another sin. Afilu yifrish al chilev she'achal emesh. Even if he separated out the chatat to atone for the eating of chilev yesterday, lo bi'enu al chilev she'achal ayom. He cannot use it for the chilev that he ate today. Shenemar, pasuk says, karbano al chatato. Pasuk says that he should bring his korban for that particular sin, and therefore the korban must be directed or assigned for that particular sin. Where do we know this is true from? The Tanur Banan is a long braita that says korbano. Now korbano actually appears in the Parshiot HaChatat three times. Appears once by the Parshat Chatat of the Nasi, Beviat korbano. And then it appears twice by the Korban HaYachid, once by the Korban of a Si'ira, and once by the Korban of a Kibsa. So the word Korbano appears three times, and the Braita is actually in the Darshan in that manner. The Tanur Banan, Korbano, for Korbano hu yotzei, v'ein yotzei v'korban aviv. He can bring his own Korban Chatat, he can't use his father's Korban Chatat. Locho lo yotzei v'korban aviv, v'mei mashi frish aviv min hakala l'chamura, o min hakamura l'chala. I would think possibly that he can't use his father's chatat for his particular sin, no matter if it's a sin that is more stringent, more severe, or he can't downgrade the korban. Aval yotzei b'korban shifrish aviv min hakala l'chala o min hachamura l'chamura. If it's on the same level, maybe he should be able to use his father's korban. In terms of level here, Rashi distinguishes between those sins then end up with a chiyuv mitat beitin versus those that do not end up with a chiyuv beitin. So tamalomar karbano. But karbano yotzei, ven yotzei bekarbano shel aviv. Doesn't matter, even if it's the same level of sin, same severity of sin, he still cannot use the father's korban. Yochalo yotzei bekarban aviv, bebe mashi fish, afilu min hakala l'chala min hachamura l'chamula. I would think, even on a level playing ground, he can't use the same animal that his father will separate out for chatat to use for himself, shrei ein migaleach niziruto al behema shifrish aviv, because he's not allowed to use the animals that his father separated out in order to use for his nizirut, meaning his father's nizirut. The son may not use those animals for his own personal nizirut. Aval, that's only true if we're talking about the animals themselves. Aval yotzei b'maot shifrish aviv. If his father separated money for paying for the korbanot of his nizirut. Now this is only when the money was not designated for the particular korban of the nizirut. He just took out a pile of money that was designated to pay for all the korbanot he needs to bring. Once he assigns the ma'ot or the money to a specific korban, it's the same as actually being makdish, the korban itself. So here he has stam money that's going to be used for his father's nizirut. So if his father separated that out, bizman shein stumim, in the time when they were not defined for which korban they will go, below bizman shein mifurashim, but not an instance when they were designated for korban, over there, the child is allowed to use that money towards his nizirut. So I would have thought the same over here by the chatat. If the father designated money for the chatat, I would think that the child could use those monies towards his korban chatat. Tamalomar karbano, b'karbano hu yotzei, v'en yotzei b'korban aviv. That the korbano again comes as a miyut, that it's his korban, he must bring his own chatat, he cannot use the chatat of his father. Yochalo yotzei afilu b'ma'ot shefish, afilu min hakala l'chala u min hachamura l'chamura. I would think, fine, he can't use the money, even on a level playing field, he can't use the money that were designated for a chatat of his father for himself. Aval yotzei b'korban shefish la'atzmo. But if he was Mafrish's own chatat, then maybe he can change that chatat to use for another chait that he had. Afilu min hachamura l'chala u min hakala l'chamura. Doesn't matter what level of severity we're talking about. Tamalomar, karbano al chatato. So now we're not darshing anymore the word karbano, but rather al chatato, and on its sin means for that particular sin. Ajehid the shame otochet or l'shum achet has to be done specifically for that violation. Okay, I would say fine. He can't use his own korban, even if it's a level playing field, even if it's the same severity of chet, he can't transfer this chatat to be used for a different sin. Shekein, because I have a parallel case, in all those cases, you can't switch from a chatat of dam to a chatat of chelev, or a chatat of chelev to a chatat of dam. Sharei lomal velo kiper. Because if he does do that, if he switches the usage of the korban from chet to chet, he was not mo'el in kodashim. He did not misappropriate hektish. May not be yotze, may not work, but he didn't misappropriate hektish. And therefore, lo kiper, since he can't take the type of ownership that would be the misappropriation of hektish, therefore he does not attain kapara. Aval yotze b'ma'ot, shifrish latzmo. But if he just separated money for himself, min akala lakala, min achamura lachamura, if he kept it on a laying level playing field, or it was changing between severities of korban chatat, shekein. Because over here it's different. By money, it's different than the korban itself. Im hifrish latzmo ma'ot al chelev ve'vien al adam. He separated out monies to spend on a chatat of chelev, and instead he brought a chatat of dam, or al adam ve'vien al chelev, or he designated them for a korban chatat for dam, and instead brought it by chelev. Sharei, over there, ma'al, he misappropriated hektesh, since he misappropriated hektesh, and he's considered to be, quote-unquote, stealing from hektesh, therefore, v'kiper, he should be able to attain kapara. By the way, ma'al, if he misuses it, in the sense that he switches what its purpose is, over there, there's no mi'ila, therefore, he doesn't attain kapara. But I would think here, since if he switches the use of the money, he does violate mi'ila, that means that he has enough ownership over here to change the status of considered if he's misappropriating hektesh, therefore he should be able to attain kapara. Tamad Omar, karbano, al chatoto. Al shein karbano, l'shem chato. It has to be that the korban is designated for the particular sin, and you can't move it. Doesn't matter, even if you create mi'ilah, misappropriate hektesh, you cannot be successful at switching the korban chatat. So now the Gemara goes back and looks at the bright and asks, my loma al velo kiper. What does it mean that he didn't violate mi'ila, and then he didn't get kapara? Targuma Rav Shmuel bar Simi, Tamei Rav Papa. Hachi Kamar, this is what it means. Kevin dulo matzi me'il, kipurei name lo mechaper. Since he cannot attain mi'ila, therefore he cannot attain kapara. Hoil v'kach, lo matzi mishane. Because he can't do mi'ila, he can't switch it. So therefore he can't attain kapara. Ava ma'ot. But by monies, kevin di mishani, if he does switch the purpose of the monies, mayo, he is in violation of mi'ila. So then, umayti karban mi'ila, and he would be obligated to bring a korban mi'ila. Ema, tchila nami me'imayti. Then maybe we should suggest that he should also be able to attain kapara through this. Kamash v'lon, that is not the case, and that's what the Braita is telling us, that even though there is a havamina here, that the ability to misappropriate hektesh and to be chayav in a korban mi'ila shows a certain amount of ownership, shows a certain amount of ability to determine the usage of the money. So I would think, when I do that, when I violate the Isur Mi'ila, and I show or I demonstrate that type of ownership, maybe I can attain a kapara. The Kamash Malon is, that is not the case. And that's what the puzzle comes to teach me, that you have to have the patat designated, whether it's the animal, whether it's the monies, they have to be designated up front for what their purpose is. And if you change their purpose, you will not be successful at attaining kapara.